Vice President Mike Pence joining us on Need to Know with Jeff Angelo with yours truly, Matt Kittle, on this Thursday morning. Top tier in the polls nationwide. Of course, a lot changes over these next several months in Iowa, New Hampshire, and the rest of the country. Talking about foreign concerns, this was a piece in the Associated Press this morning. We just wanted to get your response to it. Former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis do not grasp the broader implications of their call for limited military assistance to Ukraine. That's what you said, according to the Associated Press yesterday in Sioux City. You were recently in Ukraine. Two questions. Why were you there? And secondly, why do we need to support Ukraine when we know that there is a fair amount of corruption in that government?
Sure.
The difference between some corruption in a government versus the tyranny of Vladimir Putin. But why were you there, and what do you think needs to be accomplished with U.S. funds?
Matt, I was there because America is the leader of the free world. Since the days of Ronald Reagan, we've understood we're also the arsenal of democracy, and that is that the deal in the Reagan doctrine was always, look, if you're willing to fight the communists in your country, we'll give you what you need to fight them there, so we don't have to fight them here. And I just wanted to go and see firsthand the results of this extraordinary, unprovoked invasion by Russia, but also the tenacity and toughness of the Ukrainian military has shown. Look, there are some Republicans, including my former running mate and some other people vying for this contest, who are giving voice to the concern of some in our party about the investment that we've made there. But I have to tell you, as the son of a combat veteran, as the father of a United States Marine, I have no doubt if Vladimir Putin overruns Ukraine, Matt, it's not going to be too long before he crosses a border where we have to send our American men and women to fight. And so I think we are right to support them.